Number three is Tony Petit, who is running as an independent.
Tony Pettit.
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 Okay.
Four tips.
And your time starts now.
Look, I've been involved in elections for about 40 years. I've run as a candidate at all levels, state and federal.
Can you hold the microphone closer to your mouth, please?
State and federal, local, for about 30 years. All the time I see Liberal, Labor, changing horses, changing jockeys. We're going to do this, we're going to do that. And it's just gone on and on for the last 50 to 70 years. I've seen in my career in the heavy transport, metalwork, engineering, just go completely downhill. We don't have any manufacturing here anymore compared to what we used to have. We used to be 90% self-sufficient. Now we rely 90% on our consumables coming from overseas. We don't make any cars anymore. We had 12 oil refineries, we've got two left. So if the Third World War breaks out in the Northern Hemisphere, we will lose fuel in 3 weeks, we'll have no transport. So we've tripled the population in my lifetime. We should have triple taxes. 70 years ago, all the planning was done. Everything was thought ahead. It was done properly. All we get now is sloppy, tic-tac, band-aid approaches to everything. The prices of things are just going absolutely ballistic, yet your incomes, where are they? When they built the two roundabouts at Richmond Road, George Street, Northern Road, it was $12 million. I thought that was mad. Now they're talking about two roundabouts down here for $100 million in just a few years. There's no demolition of an existing roundabout that was there. It's not as busy as what it is on Richmond Road. How do they justify $100 million for two roundabouts? When I was involved in engineering back in the 90s, a virgin road construction was, it was $700,000 per kilometre. Now, okay, had a bit of inflation in that, and I'm still not getting near, you know, sort of $100,000 for two roundabouts. Even if that one down there at Richmond Road cost 12, well, let's double it. Let's quadruple it. We're still not near $100 million. I don't get it. Windsor Bridge cost $200 million. I thought that was over the top. Now we're getting North Richmond Bridge, $500 million. And that doesn't include a demolition of an existing Windsor Bridge that they had up here. They build a bridge that slopes down onto Freeman's Reach. It floods before it's even open. What do we do with it now? You can't do anything. If I was going to build a bridge at Windsor, which I don't condone anyway, I would have built it the same height on the other side and then thought about putting a viaduct down to Wilberforce. But no, they painted themselves into a corner. It's totally useless. It's achieved nothing. And they said, the old bridge was dangerous. Well, I'm a truck driver. I have a road train B double license. They were driving them over there when the old bridge was still there and they said, oh, it's not safe. 120 ton B double over that bridge and it's not safe. Give me strength. Now, back in the 50s, they planned a route, a flood-free route to go down Stockbrook Road from McGrath's Hill, round the back, across the river, round the back of Wilberforce, and come out on the Putty Road. Now, that was going to be totally flood-free. All the people on the other side of the river would have had an access if that hadn't been done. It was never done. They got the Jim Anderson Bridge. It goes into a big puddle when it floods. You've got to go around this way and that way. We've got flood evacuation routes on Richmond Road, which nearly went under at the last flood. Down at Windsor Downs, it was closed. And the water was lapping across Richmond Road where the racecourse road is. They can't think ahead, they can't plan ahead. And it just frustrates me. While people keep voting Liberal and Labor and don't drive our parliaments into a parliament where everybody has a say, while you've got two people dominating our parliaments, you're never going to get what you want. When we get rid of that system and put it into a constitutional system where everybody has a say and everything can get debated and things get voted on their merits. I believe in citizens initiated referendum and input from the grassroots. You people should have a say on what goes on around here, that you should be listened to, and basically you should get what you want, unless there's a really good reason you can't have what you want. They say, oh, money, 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 money. Oh, have a look at how much money was thrown around during COVID. I mean, oh, give me strength. I've never seen so much being thrown around. We've got hundreds of thousands of dollars being thrown around here now, and with all respect to Robin, well, this used to be a 75% blue ribbon seat. Several elections ago, driven down to 51% now. It's going to go into the 40s this time. That's what I'm predicting. That will be the best thing for us people, because they'll throw more money to try and buy your votes. And that's the best thing. If we can make this a marginal seat, you people will get more action, you'll get listened to, and things will get done. I don't expect to win the election. I don't do this because I think I'm going to win. I do this so I can come in here and have a say, mouth off. Because I've got the experience, I've got the background, and I think I know what I'm talking about. I'm very practical. I've got an associate diploma in mechanical engineering. I've got a mechanical engineering certificate. I've got 5 post-trade courses and a trade course. I've worked in state public service for 10 years. I stood up against waste, mismanagement and incompetence in the 1980s and 90s. I saw what was going on then. And I thought the only way to fix this is to get involved in politics. And that's what started getting me involved. I started getting involved in the 80s in politics. And it's been a battle, because the Australian people do not understand how they have been done over. It's your money. You know, the North Connex, the federal government and the state government pitched in about approximately $1 billion for a $3 billion project. And the North Connex, on top of that, got an extension on the M2 and that Cross Sydney Tunnel for another 10 years to help them pay for Connex. The desalination plant cost us $1.8 billion to build. They sold it for $2.4 billion, I think it was. Then they had to pay $10 billion on top of that for the next 50 years to have something that doesn't even put out any water. If it does put out water, we've got to pay another $1.5 million to start it up and $5 million to shut it down again. I mean, is that efficient spending of taxpayers' money? It's ridiculous. Thank you.